Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 510, 73 degrees with those storms moving through our area. Be careful outside. Listen, if you don't need to be outside, there's a lot of flooding, a lot of pooling water, a lot of blinding rain. Should be out of our area by about 7 o'clock-ish, hopefully even before that. That being said, if you don't need to be outside, if you don't need to be driving, don't. I mean, forget about the traffic woes. Forget about stuff like that. It is squirrely outside. You do have pooling water. You do have flooding. Some of our areas, not immediate, but surrounding areas are under a flood warning still till about 10 o'clock tonight. You have to realize as this rain falls, you know, these streams, these tributaries, they take time to back up and come down and start to hit flood stage. So even though these things aren't at flood stage now, it could very well happen. But the rain is coming down at such a rapid pace. It is low-lying areas. It is doing some work. I mean, there's even a place up by me on a mountain that it's interesting because 2 years ago, Lackawanna County replaced one of the small bridges, put a bridge culvert in and put a new concrete base and redid the bridge, and it came out real nice. And the bridge is, I guess, the responsibility of Lackawanna County because that's who was working on it. Lackawanna County roads and bridges were there. I saw them for weeks redoing this spillway for this little bridge, this little creek area, and this bridge that goes over the road on Bell Mountain Road up by me. Just this past summer, a couple weeks ago, PennDOT came along and tarred and chipped the entire thing, did some work on it. Well, here's where two sides don't speak to each other, and I got to reach out to Lackawanna County. I took some pictures and have them come up and look at this. Anytime it rains now, because of the tar and chip change the grade of the roadway, because they did put several layers of tar and chip, they did build up the shoulders a little bit, and this new bridge, there's tremendous pooling of water right on the bridge. And it takes up the entire right-hand lane. It's only a two-way traffic. So right is, you know, going up. Left is oncoming traffic. Well, the entire right-hand lane fills up with water now. And as long as you're going slow, it is a narrow bridge where you have to take it slow. Two cars can pass comfortably, but as long as you're not, you know, making a wider turn. But with that route, that lane being flooded now, you know, you do splash a lot of water. You do hit. It does move your car a little bit if you hit it wrong, especially if you have a smaller vehicle with smaller tires lower to the ground. That being said, my concern really isn't now, although pooling water will start to deteriorate the roadway, will start to deteriorate the concrete for that bridge culvert that's there. But come winter, when we do have snow and then melt and then frost and then thaw and then freezing, this is going to be a treacherous area. So something needs to get done here. And just here goes to show a minor, and I'm not blaming anyone. It's just work was done 2 years apart separately. Lackawanna County did their part and PennDOT did their part on tarring and chipping the road. But together it created a hazard. And, you know, I was going to have Lackawanna County roads and bridges come out and take a look at it because I think it behooves them because it's their bridge that's going to deteriorate quicker than it needs to deteriorate. It's their work and bridge there, and if you don't realize how hard it is to get culverts for streams and overpasses fixed by Lackawanna County, you'd know what I'm saying. But it just goes to show that, you know, they try and do the right thing by the roadways, but two separate entities doing two separate jobs, in this point, created a hazard where there's pooling water now. So rain like this, you know, it's going to be flooded. Tonight, no doubt. I'll probably get another picture because it'll probably be worse than it has been with all the rain we've been having. But again, my concern is if this freezes, it's going to cause a hazard sending a car into oncoming traffic or into the wall of the overpass to begin with. And it's a small little stream bridge that they put in with this big concrete culvert underneath. They did a great job, both PennDOT and Lackawanna County. It's just one really didn't consult what the other one did. And in the end, now you have a, you know, an area where water pools. And again, my concern is this freezing come when the colder weather comes. So be careful out there, the moral of the story before I got off on a little bit. And I'm sure there's a lot of places like that. You do have that sinkhole that opened up again in Wilkes-Barre. I'm sure this is not helping them with all this rain and downpours we're getting now as far as washing away underneath and probably creating a more difficult problem for them to deal with. But they'll be out there dealing with it nonetheless. So this marijuana farm that was raided, that the governor of California came out, a bunch of politicians came out. You even have the mayor of Los Angeles coming out and says they're going to get debit cards to illegal immigrants because they're afraid to come out of their house. So we have to support them now. Yeah, how are you, a taxpayer in LA, feeling about that? Well, the numbers now are 360 plus have been arrested at this marijuana farm. So this marijuana farm was hiring illegal workers to work at a legal marijuana farm. And you can't tell me that the owner of this conglomerate, the farmers of this marijuana farm, don't have the money to pay on the books workers. So what's the excuse then? Are they taking advantage of migrant workers, illegal migrant workers? Is the amount of illegal workforce in California working against the California economy? This is a perfect example of, yes, it absolutely is. And if you think that illegal migrants here in our area aren't working in supermarkets, aren't working in places, little stores, or doing landscaping or doing things, you're dead wrong. Here's a heavily regulated grow farm, growing marijuana, controlled substance. Now, it is legal in California, but it is still very much controlled by the state, right? They legalized it to regulate it. But yet 360 illegal migrants were working there. Not only that, multiple of them had other offenses, including sexual offenses, rape offenses, abuse of children offenses. They also rescued 14 illegal migrant children that worked here, including, just in the picture that was published, three girls working alongside a child sex predator who was among the 361 illegal migrants who were arrested in the raids at these two marijuana farms in Southern California last week. If this is not a microcosm, a prime example of why these things are important, why these raids are important, if you are going to try to explain to me that a highly regulated, state-inspected, taxed organization like a marijuana farm, which has tremendous security, tremendous oversight, they make tremendous money, but yet they're paying 360 illegal workers to work there, including child sex predators, including children that are not old enough to work there, including children who are unaccompanied and have flown under the radar since entering the country under the last administration. These are exposed, these are exploited, forced child labor, human trafficking, smuggling, all wrapped in one. And this is just one farm, two farms actually, but same owner. Here's an organization that's highly regulated that can afford to pay legal workers to work there, be it immigrants or not. If you're a legal immigrant, you deserve to work wherever you want to work. And they're doing as much work as they can, the mainstream media and politicians, to conflate the word immigrant with illegal immigrant. And they're doing that on purpose. They're trying to make one and the same, making you believe that, oh, you're against immigrants. No, no. Since the start of my show, I've said right from here in this microphone, once you secure the border, we need to start working on increasing our legal immigration tenfold, because I think we need it. I think we could use it. I think that number needs to be subject to studies to see what our economy can handle as far as influx. But if we have millions of illegal immigrants now, as we start to remove them, yes, let's replace them with legal immigrants that are vetted, that go through the right process, and that can work properly. This farm in California is showing the rest of the nation that this not only goes on, but if it could go on in highly regulated, oversight, and secure facilities like a marijuana growing farm to the extent of 361 illegal workers working there, including children, including sex offenders, including exploited, trafficked children, then where do you think other places like a grocery store in a Hispanic community in Hazleton or landscapers or people working in outside of Home Depot to where you grab day workers to do some work? Where do you think they stand? And you know what? Because this grow farm in California, Southern California, which is very immigrant, which is very illegal immigrant friendly, because they allowed places like this to hire and incorporate a majority of illegal immigrants at lower wages, it's just hurting the legal immigrant community, the people with work visas, the people with authorization to be here to work. And it's happening all over the place. So just like the poor dad from Maryland who was deported, who turned out to be an MS-13 gang member who was fought back and forth and Democrats ran to take a photo op with him, well, same thing here. All the Democrats, all the politicians, all the news agencies ran to say, oh, how they're just picking the four, they're picking on the poor farm workers. No, they weren't. And you know what? The owners of this farm, where's Gavin Newsom? Where are the Democrats in California? Where are the Democrats in Congress? Where's AOC, a spearhead champion of the Hispanic community? Why isn't she there saying, we're going to shut this place down because look at what they're doing. Look at how they're exploiting not only illegal migrants, but the legal ones that could have worked here and made a higher wage if they were forced to pay them properly. Where are they for this? You don't see them because it doesn't fit their narrative, because it doesn't fit their conflation of illegal immigrants and legal immigrants. But if you look at the situation that these people were put in, if you look at the video of who were running across these marijuana fields with small children in tow, 360 illegal migrants working there, that's proof and purpose of why we need to keep doing what we're doing. And then open up our communities, open up our nation to legal immigrants to come in and make the American dream. It's 5:22 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.